Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org. Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
It's after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back to the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Yeah, I'm going back and forth with David Roddy right now. I was like, dude, because I just saw him in a Nuggets uniform. He's working out for the Nuggets. And I'm like, dude, if this happens, we have to figure out a way to do the David Roddy Show 2.0. We'll figure it out some way, somehow. But exciting times for David, certainly scary times, uncertain times for Colorado State. Where will they stack up in the Mountain West Conference? That'll be interesting. I'll tell you what, a team to watch out for again will be those Wyoming Cowboys. On to talk with us today, Cody Tucker of 7220sports.com, our Cowboys insider. Cody, my man, great to catch up with you, my friend.
Yeah, did I hear David Roddy's not coming back?
He's not. I guess that's the story. Yeah, apparently he's not coming back. I don't know how I missed it.
he's a great player, man. I'm excited for him. He's a great guy, and I think he's going to do well. And you know what? If NBA doesn't work out, he'll be playing in the NFL in no time. That guy's got a good backup plan.
I figured I'd look up north, Cody, and see like fireworks going off on last Thursday night, like celebration and stuff. Get him out of here. Great, he's gone. But I didn't see any fireworks.
Yeah, no, Wyoming fans weren't bummed, that's for sure. But, man, he's been fun to compete against. Yeah. And I think a lot of fans really respected his game and knew he was truly a special talent. So, you know, it's a credit to Nico Medved and what he's done with that program down there.
Yeah, no question. Okay, from your standpoint then, where do you think – I mean, there's the naysayers that are like, dude, I don't think Roddy's even going to get drafted. That's going to be a really bad look, and I'm not there at all. I actually do lean toward late first round, early second round. That's kind of where I'm sitting. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, he can shoot. He's a big body. He can rebound. He can do it all. I mean, yeah, he's not 6'10", but, man, you know, you can't measure the cat's heart, that's for sure, and he's got that in spades. So I don't know where he'll get drafted, but he's going to get picked up somewhere, somehow. Look at all these teams that are bringing him in. And he obviously heard some good stuff on the trail or he would have pulled his name. I mean, that's kind of the way I look at it. That's Hunter Maldonado. They told him what he needs to work on, and he's back in Laramie.
We're talking to Cody Tucker of 7220sports.com. And this is going to be interesting because I saw your article, and this made me think about, you know, wanting to – obviously, we'll get you on weekly during the season and such. But, you know, you're talking about this team getting some national respect, too. And when you get a guy like Hunter Maldonado come back and Graham Ike, Jeff Linder, sensational coach, this team might be – we might be talking about a little dance-off next year come March.
Yeah, I mean, basically, when you look at the national guys, the John Rothsteins and the Andy Katz, it's really a two-horse race right now with San Diego State and Wyoming. And, of course, this is all preseason, and a lot of things can change. But San Diego State has Nathan Minza back. They got Matt Bradley back. They got a ton of dudes back from that deep roster, of course. And they got the tradition of winning down there. But Wyoming's back, man. They lost four guys to the transfer portal, and those four guys combined to score 21 points last year, which is about Graham Ike's game average. So they really didn't lose much. Then they bring in Max Ogbonpolo and Ethan Anderson from USC and Jake Kyman, a sniper from UCLA. You know, things are going really well around here. People are really happy. And one guy I think could be a huge X factor is Kenny Foster from down in your neck of the woods. He didn't play much last year. He was dealing with illnesses. He was dealing with an ankle injury. And I don't know if he's going to get a red shirt or what, but he's probably their best pure shooter. And he really didn't – he was a non-factor last year.
Yeah, and that's it. I mean, the names you keep – you just fired off there. I mean, you look at it, all these names, they do bring in some excitement surrounding this program. And then when you see that Hunter Maldonado's coming back and David Roddy's leaving – boy, I mean, I'm just like picturing the left hand going down, the right one going up for the Cowboys. And I'm not like trying to press the panic button for CSU Rams fans or anything like that. But there's no doubt that right now, in my mind, Cody, Wyoming is the better team if you just looked at on paper.
Yeah, and you know what? Honestly, Brady, Wyoming might be the better team even if Roddy was coming back. I mean, that's how loaded this is. And Linder, the one thing he hasn't had since he's been in Laramie is any kind of bench play whatsoever. And last year, you know, Hunter Maldonado was not a point guard, and he's bringing the ball up 90 times a freaking game, yeah. and the ball is between him and EK 24/7 because Linder knew that's the best chance they had to win a ball game. And that's what they had to do, and that will not be what the Cowboys' offense looks like this year.
That's what I was just going to ask you. So, and this is what I really admire about Linder, because his style of basketball with UNC before he became Wyoming's head coach was completely different. I mean, it was kind of more reminiscent of what we're seeing with UNC now. I mean, shooting the three ball, fast pace, that kind of thing. But this is what I really admire about him, is he was able to say, all right, this is how we're going to win this year because of, you know, these are the guys we have in this style. But I'm curious to see how that style transitions. As you said, now you got some sharpshooters in the mix.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And what I've always admired about Linder is he's kind of egoless as far as that goes. There's not the Jeff Linder offense. It's literally what gives us the best chance to win. And I think that's where a lot of Wyoming fans struggle, because on the football side of things, you got a guy who's not deviating from his plan no matter what. And with Linder, he's like, hey, you know what? And there might be games where maybe this year his best chance to win is Maldonado bringing it up and getting it into EK. That might be the game plan for a couple of games, not the entire slate.
Yeah, and you could see that happening, depending on the matchups or whatever. But you're right, that was the blueprint. That's what was we were gonna live and die by that ultimately. But it will be interesting to see. So, what are you seeing, Cody? You've always been real with this team. I mean, you're not giving us any fluff or anything like that. But you see, obviously, San Diego State, they're going to be pretty good again. Do you see Wyoming? As a potential favorite to be the top dog in the conference next year?
I think you have to go with San Diego State, just because they've been there, done that. And Linder has mentioned numerous times that what he is trying to build is mimicking what San Diego State has done. They've done it for so long, and you count them out. I think a lot of people maybe counted San Diego State out late in the season last year, and they came right into Laramie and won a big ball game, and Matt Bradley dropped 30. I mean, that's just the kind of team that team. They're dangerous, and at home they're nearly unbeatable. That's what made CSU's win there so unbelievable. They just don't lose there. So I think you have to go with San Diego State's pedigree, no question. The Cowboys proved a lot last year, but they did that with no expectations. Now they have a bullseye on their back. Can they do it again?
Yeah, no question. I mean, if Roddy's back with CSU, then you're certainly talking CSU. I mean, Wyoming's in the mix, no question about it. But Roddy leaving, we're all wondering, okay, how good can they? I think they're a good team. Are they a March Madness team? If I were to bet on it today, I would say no. Wyoming, I'll tell you what, dude, I'm leaning really towards saying I believe the Cowboys are a March Madness team next season.
Yeah, again. I agree with you. I think them and San Diego State, I think the trajectory's up for teams like New Mexico and UNLV and stuff like that. And I don't think CSU is going to have some major crazy drop-off. And same with Boise State, because they have great coaching staffs, and they know what they're doing. And I think, you know, Boise State lost a ton too, but tell me you want to go into Boise and play those guys.
Right.
I mean, you just don't. So I think they're going to be really good. You know, teams like San Jose State's obviously a mess, but Fresno State losing Orlando Robinson, they're probably going to take a step back. You know, teams like that, but in Utah State, maybe without Justin Bean, but, you know, the traditional powers like New Mexico and UNLV, I think they're ramping back up. So the Mountain West is going to be good for a really long time, depending on how long is Nico Medved going to be around,
right,
and how long is Jeff Linder going to be around. And, you know, it just moves and flows so much in this conference as far as coaches go that you just don't know.
It's what's so interesting, too, because every good story I see with Wyoming in the back of my head, and I go, I wonder how long he's going to be there. And you hate to have that, because you want to live in the now. I'm trying to do that more, but at the same time, it's like you're building this up and it could get really exciting, because trust me, it's better for Rams fans if Wyoming is good. This is how it works, folks. And so, you know, I would want Linder to be sticking around.
Well, and Linder kind of teased, too, at the end of the year, Brady. He said, hey, you know, I come from the tree of Mark Few, and he's been at Gonzaga forever, and Leon Rice, and Rice has been at Boise State forever. And he's like, if Wyoming puts the resources into the basketball program and shows they care and shows they want to have a little powerhouse around here, then why would I leave? And, you know, that was kind of a dangling carrot to Wyoming fans. Get out, support this team, let's win some ball games, and I don't need to go anywhere as long as my paychecks keep going up, and as long as we still have the resources to go get who we can get.
We're talking to Cody Tucker of 7220sports.com. He's our Wyoming Cowboys insider. We'll, of course, be hearing from Cody on a weekly basis. Love working with him. Cody, talk to us about that support factor. Obviously, you and I had a discussion about the fan support and whatnot. That big CSU game, or what was it? What game was it in Wyoming? It was a huge night. I think it was like a Monday night or something, and the attendance wasn't fantastic. How do you get that engagement really ramped up? I mean, what are those? Have you heard anything? Like, what are those plans? How are we getting people more excited? Because this is a really good basketball team.
Yeah, you're thinking of the San Diego State game.
That
was another part.
That's right.
That was another thing that just made that night even worse. And, Brady, what a lot of people don't realize is, you know, of course, we always compare to Fort Collins. And there's, 3 million people right down the road from Fort Collins. We don't have that luxury here. And when the weather is horrendous, it's really hard to get from Casper, Wyoming, 3 hours away on a Monday night to get to Laramie. I mean, the roads are closed nonstop up here, and it's just part of the reality that we live with. So basketball season's brutal. Even to get from Cheyenne to Laramie can be unbelievable. So that's a big part of it. But also, I mean, there hasn't been any juice in Cowboys basketball since Larry Nance Jr. walked out of the door. I mean, it's just been, there's never been a year you went in and go, oh, this year you can compete. I mean, that has not happened until Jeff Linder got here. And last year they were picked to finish tied for eighth with New Mexico. So there was no real preseason juice either, which was weird. I think the hardcore basketball fans knew Wyoming could probably accomplish some pretty special things. I don't know if anybody expected an NCAA tournament last year, but now they've proved it. And I think the fans are way more excited. The season tickets have already been on sale, and from what I understand, that's been going really well, and people are really upping and getting excited, and people are really excited about the three Pac-12 guys that Linder brought in this offseason, and showing that the transfer portal can work for the quote-unquote little guy, too. And, that's something that's a big deal right now is, can the little, is the little guy just going to get poached, or can the little guy go and get some big guys? And that's what the Cowboys did. And I think the fans haven't been this excited in 100 years. I can tell you that. It's been a long, long time since probably the early 2000s. So everybody's on board. Everybody's ready to go. And I don't think it'll be a shock at all to see a few sellouts this year in Laramie. Wow. Weather pending.
Well, and that's a great point. I'm glad you bring that up too, because social media, they're quick to just go to that. Oh my goodness, what's it? But you have to ask, because you want Linder, at the end of the day, you want him to feel supported. You want that to feel that fan support. And as you said, can the school put together the resources needed to consistently be successful? So I'm excited to see what those plans might be in the next few years. Okay, Cody, while I have you on, do you watch golf much?
I watched Josh Allen golf the other day, and that was weird.
I was going to ask that. That's where I was going with that one. How weird is that, though, dude? I mean, and for Wyoming fans, too, to see, okay, this match idea, and we're talking the top four quarterbacks. That's what we're doing. Not Russell Wilson. He wasn't in there. It was Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Josh Allen, and Patrick Mahomes. How surreal is that for Wyoming to see, my gosh, we have a legend of a player out there that did amazing things for us a few years ago?
I tell you what, it's not weird to walk around town and see Buffalo Bills stuff. I'll tell you
right,
that.
I bet.
People are very excited. And I got to say, I interviewed Sonny Lubick's son, and I think it's Mark, who's the assistant coach in Buffalo.
I think you're right.
So Mark, he said, be on the lookout for his dad walking around Fort Collins wearing a Josh Allen jersey as well. So so that's how big Josh Allen is, that Sonny Lubick's even wearing his jersey.
Wow.
So
dude, wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, it is surreal. It's really cool, and it's really cool because he often wears Steamboat on his clothes and often gives Wyoming shout-outs, and that's a really big deal around here. And I think Josh has always been small, man. Small town Firebaugh, California, to small town Laramie, to small town Buffalo. And that's why Buffalo fits perfect. The weather, the town, the people, the fans, they're very much like Wyoming fans. It's not a big difference.
Maybe we can get Josh Allen and Jeff Linder in a room, and Josh can help out and convince Linder to stay long term. Maybe we could put that together, Cody.
Yeah, he's got enough change in his couch, I'm sure, to keep Linder around for a while.
Cody, my man, I love what you do. I know Wyoming fans just appreciate the work you do so much. We certainly do. And we'll be reaching out again, and we're looking forward to fall, getting you on. We'll talk football every single week with you, and can't wait for that time, my friend.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, as always, Brady.
All right, man. Cody Tucker, there he is, 7220sports.com. If you want Wyoming Cowboys insider information, you're going to want to check out 7220sports.com. 17 minutes after the hour, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we got to get to today in the NFL. Haven't hit that yet, so we'll get our latest NFL story for you. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Kelly Lyle with the Fort Collins, Colorado, and your CSU Insider on the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back to the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. Shout out to Cody Tucker from 7220sports.com. Jade, I'm starting to get more Wyoming people interested in this show. I mean, we're a Colorado show, but we've had people suggest we should be talking more Cowboys throughout the course of the season. So I'm saying, we just had a tweet moments ago, and I'm like, dude, we want to grow that fan base. If we get the listeners there, we'll start adding more Cowboys coverage to the mix. And I think that's a good thing. Rams fans, you should want that. That's going to get the trash talk going. That's going to get it all going. We want that kind of stuff, right? I mean, we want to get at each other. We want the fan bases on that side of things to really get at it. 23 minutes after the hour, First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Our Method Flow Products poll question of the day: of the five championships that the state of Colorado has brought in, as far as the Big Four, and that's where we're going, that's what we talk about, that's where we're going, which one's your favorite? The 96 Avs, the 98 Broncos, the 99 Broncos, the 2001 Avs, or the 2016 Broncos? B-Rat just says no. Does not want to talk about the. But you, come on, dude. You want to know what's going on behind enemy lines, don't you? That's what we do. We get Cody Tucker on the show. He gives us some insight. We're ready to go. We'll bring it over to Nico Medved, although he's probably figuring it out on his own. But you never know. Can never do too much research. Cody's fantastic, though. He's a good dude. He's great. And I think there's room. There's room for both fan bases, B-Rat. I believe so. But maybe we'll do that as a poll question one day. Jades, we'll do like a Twitter poll. Should I add more Cowboys coverage to the whole show? Should we do that? Jeff Linder's a friend of mine. Well, I think we're friends. I think he'd admit that we're friends, don't you? I think so. He's a good dude. Get some of the players on. Maybe add them into my Player of the Week stuff, my Player of the Week campaign that we're working on, that we continue to do. Boy, that's fun. Right now, it's been all pros, and that's great. You know, Avalanche, Nuggets, Rockies. Have we had a Rock? We had Freeland, I think, once. But that's when it gets really exciting, is when we get a pick from the Broncos, the Nuggets, the Avs, the Rams, the Buffs, the Bears, and perhaps the Wyoming Cowboys. Will be interesting for sure. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Jades, let's get to today in the NFL. Jeez, I thought Aaron Donald was going to retire. Nah, he's just working the system, dude. ESPN reports Aaron Donald is returning to the Los Angeles Rams with a big raise that will make him the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. The Rams reworked Donald's deal to give him a $40 million raise over the last 3 years of his existing contract, sources tell ESPN's Adam Schefter. He's the first non-quarterback to eclipse $30 million per season. The first one. This is a big story because it's going to change a lot of things now. He has now set the market. He has reset the market on non-quarterback. I'm not even just talking D-linemen. He is resetting the market on non-quarterbacks with this deal. He's worth it. He is a game changer. He can still change the game with his defensive ability. The value of this deal is now $95 million over 3 years. Sean McVay, head coach for the Rams, said it's a big deal. He's earned it. He truly is one of, in my opinion, he's truly one of one, in my opinion, he said. Means so much to me, to our organization. I think the respect that he's garnered around this league from guys that have done it at such a high level, what he's accomplished through his 8 years is unparalleled. So we wanted to be able to find a solution to getting him taken care of, having him continue to lead the way for our team, for our defense. We had a feeling it was trending in the right direction when he was at my wedding on Saturday night. The deal, which was negotiated by agent Todd France, includes $65 million guaranteed in the first 2 years of the contract and is structured in such a way that Donald can either retire or return for the 2024 season for an additional $30 million guaranteed. It's crazy, though. He's 31 years old, and I guess this makes sense. 20 years ago, we kind of went to, if you're in your 30s, you're maybe starting to head out, you're thinking about it. And then we started the last 15 years or so, we've kind of been in this mode of players, regardless of position, are playing. Good players are playing until their mid-30s, easy. Which I suppose he would be close to his mid-30s, as we figured out yesterday, that 34, 35, and key number here, 36, is in fact mid-30s. Not late 30s, mid-30s is 36, correct?
Correct, yeah. But I think a lot of it has to do with the equipment being used. I mean, hits that, like, really hard hits are less damaging to the human body. And I'm
well,
not saying
these
that...
guys are, they're in better shape, too. I mean, they are built like Aaron Donald. That guy, maybe his ankles are going to hurt, but nothing else. Like, he is a machine of a man. And all those muscles, they're not just good to look at, dude. They are serving a purpose of keeping that guy healthy.
Right. I mean, player build has evolved, and so has the equipment and everything else. I mean, people, the longevity of players' careers should be longer.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Aaron Donald, though, in rare company. He's one of three defensive players since the 70 merger to earn a Pro Bowl selection in each of their first eight NFL seasons. Guys like Lawrence Taylor and Derek Thomas did this. I mean, he's worth it. This deal is way big. You know, Von Miller was a big deal for an edge rusher, but as much as I love Von, and I did like the deal at the time, Aaron Donald is a guy at that D-line position, dude, that can change games against the run, against the pass. He is that powerful of a player. And so it's a deal that you want to make, certainly. I mean, a D-tackle who can move all over the line, anywhere you need him to play, makes such an impact. D-tackles are good, and Shelby Harris, we've seen do some good things, but a D-tackle to impact games the way he does, is he even a true D-tackle, the way they move him around? But he's sensational. He is a hell of a player. 29 minutes after the hour, we got a short break coming up. Before we do that, doing a shout-out to Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service. They're the only family-owned and operated funeral home in the Greeley-Evans area. Services as unique as life. Live well, but plan ahead. 970-330-6824. Their website is Mosier, M-O-S-E-R, funeralservice.com. That's Mosier Funeral Service. .com. 30 minutes after the hour. We got half an hour left here on the program. But first, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Not a lot of pressure for the Avs now. Feeling pretty good about how far they have got. I mean, everybody was like, we were freaking out about the second round, right? You had to get past the second round, get that monkey off your back. Well, then you go and you win the Western Conference Finals. James, can you look something up? Is there a curse surrounding the Western Conference Finals trophy? Because the Avs wouldn't touch it. And I know I should probably know this, and Avs fans are freaking out right now. But I'm watching. I found some guy on Twitter that was like, Nathan Rudolph did like lip reading of all. He had the video. They didn't want to touch the trophy. They're discussing whether or not they can touch the trophy. And so is there some kind of curse surrounding the trophy? Because they didn't touch it until Joe Sakic showed up. And they all, like, turned and parted the sea for Sakic and asked him what they should do. And finally, it looked like Sakic was like, dude, just touch the dang thing. Go for it. What's the curse? Do you have it?
You're not supposed to touch it because the real prize is the Stanley Cup.
Okay, so... does it jinx it? Or
yeah, basically. It's like you're not settling, I guess. For just
so that's why they won't touch it? There's no curse or anything? It's just...
No, it's just superstition.
It's just superstition. Sakic touched... They showed an old clip of Sakic back when they won at least one of their Western Conference Finals. He was holding it. He had it up over his head.
That's because they were too good.
Well, I like... Hockey's cool like this. There it is. I just saw the picture. Sakic is holding it. He has no issues. He wasn't holding it up, but... he's holding it. He's touching it. Are you superstitious when it comes to sports? Do you, like, would you not touch that Western Conference Finals trophy?
Yeah, I'm insanely superstitious.
Like, I'm a little stitious.
What?
I'm a little stitious.
Oh my gosh, here we go. No, but like, I'm a baseball player, so it's just in my blood.
You gotta do all the weird things.
Exactly.
Yeah, of course. I'm not really. I don't think about it too much. Routine and stuff is one thing. I think that's different than superstition. Should they not have touched the trophy? It was hilarious. They look like a bunch of little kids in a good way. I'm not making fun of them. But they're all, like, gathered around. They're like, what do we do? What do we do? Do we touch it? McKinnon's even like, dude, I don't know. And they finally, I think, like, Cale Makar's like, I'm going to touch it. And they finally all look when they see Sakic approach the bench. And they all just, like, moved aside for him. They gathered around him like he was their teacher. And finally he's like, go ahead. Touch it. How cool is this for Joe Sakic, man? I mean, if you can get, you got to get over the hump. We still want to see that. Joe Sakic, we talk about Nikola Jokic and guys that could pass Elway. Sakic's the only one that can pass him in everything. I don't see Joker staying in Denver to run the team, do you? When he retires? No. Sakic's the only guy right now, and again, Manning can go on and do that, I'm sure, that can really compete with Elway as far as, okay, he was one of the great... he's Mount Rushmore. Sakic is Mount Rushmore. He's on there with Elway. He can compete now with him in the executive role. And if he wins this, if they win the Stanley Cup, then he's got the same amount of championships as John Elway as an executive. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. You're of the mindset, Jades, that McKinnon's already on the Mount Rushmore. I mean, we had this debate for a while. I think when Joker won his second MVP, you know, where does that put him? Is he approaching Mount Rushmore? And I think I landed with, obviously, Elway and Sakic, but it's still hard for me not to put Patrick Waugh in there, and then at least another Bronco. Maybe Joker's there. He's close. He's certainly the best Nugget. But it's hard for me to say McKinnon is over Patrick Waugh, Peter Forsberg, Shannon Sharp, Terrell Davis. Now, if they win this Stanley Cup, does McKinnon then get on to the Mount Rushmore? I mean, he's ridiculous. There's no doubt.
I don't know. I'm starting to think that my comment was a little premature. I forgot about
Sakic. He's not there.
He's holding up the faces. He's not.
He'll pass. He's already. Joker's ahead of McKinnon in my mind right now.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because of the MVPs.
Oh, 100%.
Well, but now McKinnon's in a championship. Joker's never even been to the finals yet. So the two MVPs, to me, surpass the going to one finals. Now, if McKinnon wins, if the Avs win the Stanley Cup, McKinnon leapfrogs Joker. But barely. Like, they're still close because two MVPs has a lot, for me anyway.
I don't know if there's, like, a postseason MVP in the NHL, but, I mean, if he gets that, I think that's got to be a real big deal, too.
I don't know if he will. I don't know, because the Avs were so spread out in these playoffs, weren't they? I mean, they had some sensational guys step up. I mean, McKinnon was, I'm just trying to think, when he was like the top performer, the one-star guy.
Well, his hat trick.
His hat trick, but in a loss, but still, yeah, it was amazing. Last night was crazy.
His play where he skates all the way down from one side of the room to the other, that obviously has to be in the conversation
just,
as well.
I know, just nuts. He was the top performer once or twice in the St. Louis series, but they were so spread out. Look at this, dude. It was McKinnon so against Nashville, McKinnon was the top performer. Then it was Kemper. Then it was Landeskog, and then it was a Predator. St. Louis, you had Manson, Landeskog, just looking at Avs right now, Kadri, McKinnon. McKinnon was a top performer in that series, too. Helmsteep, that was my tweet. Everybody loved it. It was great. Landed. Lord of the Rings joke, Jade. Then in the Western Conference Finals, it was Cale Makar, Francouz, and Makar again. Makar was pretty damn good in these as well. I mean, you just talked about it. I don't think he'll get it. I think they were just too spread out. They were too good as a team to single anybody out. But then again, who would win the MVP?
Right. I mean, I just think statistically, I feel like he's got to be in the conversation. So does Makar. I mean, maybe even Kadri. Mm-hmm. I mean, Kadri's played a big role. I mean, him being out is going to really hurt his chances.
He was really special in that St. Louis series.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, really special. Eastside Chris, answer the poll question, the Method Flow Products poll question. What's your favorite championship that Colorado has had? 98-99 Broncos is the best. So which one? Because they won the 98 season, but then they won the Super Bowl in 99. Or is that no? Is the 97 season, but they won the Super Bowl in 98. 98 season, but they won the Super Bowl in 99. Which one? Which one's your favorite? You got to pick one. Also, the last 2 years, they practiced in Greeley. Yeah, right around that time, they were in Greeley. You know, Ed McCaffrey, that's his stories he likes to talk about being in Greeley was during those camps, during those Super Bowl runs. That has a lot of local ties to this area. So, I mean, I get it. I'm torn between 96 Avs and 98 Broncos. That's still where I'm sitting. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Go ahead and vote at thewholeshow.com. Let's see where it is. 98 Broncos were leading this thing. And I see why. I mean, it's Elway getting over that hump. Kind of shows you the power of John Elway yet again. 40% saying the 98 Broncos, 26% saying the Avs, 13% or the 96 Avs, 13% saying the 2016 Broncos, 13% saying 2001 Avs, and then finally 6% saying the 99 Broncos. That's the least favorite. Is that just because the Broncos ran over everybody? Probably so. I mean, it was... I was like, I hope the Super Bowl's a kind of a good game at some point here, and it wasn't. Denver just annihilated them. I think Atlanta like got a kick return to make it somewhat interesting, a kick return for a touchdown. But it was just easy. Maybe that's why. The Broncos, Panthers, I mean, there was some excitement there. Von Miller was special. That was fun to see. Peyton Manning wasn't himself. He wasn't the Peyton Manning even from a year ago. So that was something. So go vote. Let me know what you think at thewholeshow.com. Again, that's our Method Flow Products poll question of the day. That's exciting times, man. I mean, this whole deal with the Avs and these great players, exciting players. I mean, we're drawing comparisons to the 2001 and the 96 Avs. It's fun to talk about whether you think I'm crazy, and it's just because the 2001 Avs were so good. They were just. All the greats for the Avs were playing at their absolute best that year. Then you bring in Rob Blake. I mean, they were ridiculous. But the Avs, I mean, you're talking about like the Rockies and how bad they've been. Look at how good the Colorado Avalanche have been since they've been here. I mean, in 96, they win it all. But it's not like things slowed down after that. You know, the very next year, they were in the conference finals, losing to the Red Wings. They were in the conference quarterfinals the next year. They were in the conference finals in 99. I mean, dude, the first however many years, from 96 to 2003, they were in the playoffs.
The Avs' history is so damn rich. And then 2004, they didn't play in the playoffs because the NHL had the lockout. And then they bounced right back, and they lost in the conference semifinals. Then they made it to the semifinals again in 07, lost to the Red Wings. Didn't make it in 2008. Bounced back, made it in the quarterfinals. And then we had dark times. There were dark times. That was that crossover time where both the Nuggets and the Avs, because there had never been a year before where at least one of them hadn't been playing, where at least the Pepsi Center at that time, now Ball Arena, hadn't had a playoff game in it in the summer. And I think that was 2010. And then that stretch went on. The Avs missed out for 3 years. The Nuggets missed a few years in there, the two Brian Shaw years, and I think 3 years with Malone. The Avs got back in with Patrick Waugh in 2013, and they lost in the first round 3-4. What's crazy with this team, though, is when Patrick Waugh left, you know, just kind of quit pretty quickly there, you thought, what's going to happen to this team now? Where are they at this stage? And you bring Bednar in, and they were bad. They were bad for a while, didn't make the playoffs for a couple of years, but they did get better. Or no, I think it was what was the third year after the Wild thing? After they lost to the Wild, he coached, I think, two more years, and they were showing no signs of growth. And I think it was the second year they didn't make it, or he didn't make it, and that's when he left. Bednar comes in, and they won like 20 games. Crazy. And we're thinking, well, that's what happens when you hire a guy with no NHL coaching experience. And Joe Sakic stayed the course. And since then, they've been right back to their rich history of being in the playoffs all the time. It's crazy, man. I mean, the next year, they were 43-30, and they lost. They went to the playoffs and lost. The next year after that, they made it to the second round. And obviously, we know they went to 3 second rounds in a row and lost 3 times in a row. And now here they are. A fixture in the playoffs, dude. I mean, how many times have they missed the playoffs? The Rockies, you go through and go. How many times have they made the playoffs? The Avs have missed it like 5 times.
Do wild card appearances count as a playoff?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they do, Jades. That's your lesson of the day. 47 minutes after the hour. This isn't baseball where the wild card's just like this one-off crappy little game, Jades. 47 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. We'll wrap up the show on the other side. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
You need before making that pick. Listen to Betting Across America with former Buff Mike Pritchard weekdays at 2 on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Cody Ward from the Locked On Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On NFL Network. Make sure that you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA for the latest news in Broncos country.
Fifty-two minutes after the hour, we're almost done here, man. We will get back to Rockies action tonight here on KFKA. Ooh, it's getting a little scary there, Jades. It's getting a little scary. The Rocks are 23-31, going up against San Francisco. Pretty good team on the road. Team that you beat once in the last 4 million times. So, that'll be on KFK tonight. I hope they can find a way, dude. Dig out of this hole. Make it interesting again. It just doesn't feel like it. I think this next 7 games, they got 3 at San Francisco and 3 at San Diego. It's not going to get any easier. So 7:45 tonight is the first pitch. We'll be here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Also tonight, in the world of hockey, a big one. Rangers and Lightning, they're going at it. They'll be on ESPN and ESPN Plus. That's a 6 o'clock game. And right now, the Rangers are leading this series, 2-1? So these teams beat each other up. Go games, go seven. Make it dramatic. Give the Avs time to really... I mean, some people are worried about the rust fact. I'm not really with this group. I'm just not. I think that can be a... And of course, if they come out and lose game one, you're going to blame it on the break. I don't know, man. I don't know how much... Does that affect teams? Maybe. But I think with this group, it's not going to be that big a deal. So, congrats to the Colorado Avalanche. Fun help. Again, championship teams or teams that are going to championship are so great for sports talk. Because, obviously, we talk about the teams, but we talk about the history surrounding Colorado and these great teams. And now, you know, win or lose, your Avs are going to the 2022 Stanley Cup Finals. So they're getting a shot at it, man. They're getting a chance. And they have a chance to etch themselves into that greatness talk conversation of those championship teams. Add number six to the state of Colorado. It's how you start growing and putting more respect on the state when your teams collectively are winning big like this. So I'm excited for it. We'll see what happens. Rangers Lightning tonight, 6 o'clock. I'll be tuning into that one, definitely. That's going to do it for us. We got Betting Across America coming up next. Rockies, Giants tonight at 7:45. Good night, Northern Colorado.